You will call me in your home, I'll come, and they say, Apostle, I welcome you.
Yes, we are with you.
Praise Jesus.
So which to which it is?
Now that is how it is. Let's put in all the love
to
show that we love the word of God.
Yes, we are with you.
Praise Jesus.
That
we shouldn't be like people welcoming usual people. Me too, that's why you see me cutting my steps to come quicker. That the word may be fronted before us. Then we come to minister after that.
In
the name of our Master Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We want to begin immediately without any delay. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa. We love you so much in the name of Jesus. And we wish you to seek the Lord until you've seen Him, as the covenant of seeking Him is.
In
2 Chronicles chapter 15. From verses 12 unto 15.
That
we covenanted to seek the Lord until we've seen Him. But He told us through His Holy Spirit in Isaiah 34:16, let's look through the book of the Lord and read. For the Spirit gathered all.
And
even though God says we seek Him,
in
Proverbs 8:17, He loves them who love Him, and they who seek Him diligently will see Him. But we seek Him through His book. After
the
day we've come to see do that.
And
this time as we continue to search Him out, we've been seeing Him. But He told us in Jeremiah 29, verses 11 to down, that let us seek Him. And when we see Him, we have to search Him out with all our hearts. Our God, because He's the living God,
He
is not afraid to be searched out totally.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we're moving on to see the fullness of Christ, the mystery of God, which is spoken of in Revelations. Revelations 10. That before the seventh trumpet is sounded, the mystery of God must have been revealed. And in Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 unto 25, the mystery of God is the Christ Jesus. He is the Word of God. And within Him are things within heaven and earth. In all that entire heaven, that's where there are many secrets to be revealed. He spoke over. And he said, nothing which is hidden will not be revealed.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Everything hidden will be exposed. But we know we entered the first heaven, the first created heaven. When we stretched out of the heaven, we are seeing above us which is blue, which was created in Genesis chapter 1, verse 6 unto 8. In the space of this heaven, there is the moon and the sun, and the sun, the
moon. Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. And that's where also our planet is. But when you stretch through the door of the north of the heaven, we are seeing.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's proceed on. And we are on the journey of heaven, which was moved through the Bible for 7 years. This journey, as we proceed to see the first heaven, where there is the Jerusalem city.
Yes,
praise Jesus. According to Genesis 28, verses 10, 12, we see that a ladder is put on the door of heaven, stretching down to planet Earth. What we try to say is like this: the ladders are put on the door of heaven, and they stretch down to planet Earth. And the angels began to ascend down. To descend from heaven, getting down on our planet, and we are ascending, going back up. This, which
it's
easy because the next heaven, the Jerusalem city, is there. As Hebrews tells us, Hebrews 12:22, that we will come you in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the city of the living God, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God.
We're
seeing much upon the city Jerusalem of the heaven,
and
separated from the Jerusalem which is on planet Earth, which is in this nation of Israel. And we separated from the new Jerusalem, which appears in Revelation 21, which is in the new heaven and the new earth, which are found above the heavens. As we still see the first heaven and the Jerusalem city, we reach to see the center of the city
on
the last day of the other week. We saw the center of the Jerusalem city, and we saw of the cherubim. They were found in the center of this city. Praise Jesus. Those cherubim, they are the ones found in the center of that city, together with the mercy seat, the ark of the covenant, and the altar of God, where the beginning of the lake of fire is. We shall also see the seven lampstands. What we try to see is that one right there. We see the center of the Jerusalem city, which is in heaven. This will help us be able to explain our hope. For we are fighting to go in heaven. Philippians 3:20 says that our home is in heaven. But it's threatening that you cannot explain what is in up there. Yet the word says like this: what is done in heaven should be done on earth. If we don't know anything of heaven, there is nothing we can do which is just done up there. Even though we see in Matthew 6 from verses 9 unto 14 that what is done in heaven should be done on earth, but we can never do them when we never know them. We are proceeding to see these cherubims who are in the center of the city, the master seat, the covenant box, and the altar of God, the seven lampstands. All these are in the center of that city. We
shall
be seeing of the seven commanders, the angels, and they are holding seven trumpets. Angels who are warriors, holding the weapons of God, and they are also seven. And we shall see thousands of angels together with the saints within heaven. Praise Jesus.
Another
aspect we're going to see today, we are going to see what was revealed, which is done in heaven, and they are also done on earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Moses, the prophet of God and the teacher,
yes,
praise Jesus. The Lord revealed to him what is done in heaven, and he came, did them on this earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And in that moment, it helped them to connect with heaven. Even though we know we are not going to make a lampstand, but that lampstand, it shows the fullness of the Holy Spirit. He used to come and get filled within us. We are not going to make the Ark of the Covenant, but the laws are going to be written within us. We are not going to make the master seat, but we are going to have a master seat upon our hearts. Praise Jesus. And we know things we are doing, they are the real ones of heaven. We shall know the ways ways of the angels in which we shall work with them. And we will do just as it's done in heaven. And after we shall be able to move with them. Praise Jesus. And as we proceed on, we see Moses, how God showed him things in heaven
and
brought them on earth and he did images of them. Even though this generation is not going to move within their images, you hear the last time why God has been revealing these words within the nation Uganda because of the call upon this nation.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Tutandisenebebulania.
We began with Hebrews.
Esura eno eyo munana.
Hebrews chapter 8 verses 5
paka ku 7.
Unto 7.
Ebulania esura ya munana lwenyirwa ku 5. Abaweereza abekifaananyi n'ekisikirize ekyebyo ebyomuggulu nga Musa bwe yabulirwa Katonda bwe yalinga agenda okukola eweema kubanga ayogera nti tulemanga kukola byonna ng'ekyokulabirako bwe kiri kyewalagibwa ku lusozi naye kaakano aweereddwa okuweereza okusinga okuwooma era nga bwali omubaka w'endagaano esinga obulungi kubanga yalaganyizibwa olw'ebyasuubizibwa ebisinga obulungi.
Nti bano abaali baweereza baali baweereza ebifaananyi byebyo
eby'omuggulu
nga mu ggwanga lya
Isirayiri
baali bakola entebe n'ekisa essanduku ey'amateeka n'ekyoto kya Katonda ne basolubi baali baabakola naye nga baali mu bifaananyi ebyaddala ebifaananyi byebyo
eby'omuggulunga
Musa Katonda bwe yamulaga
kati
Musa bwe yagenda ku lusozi
eyabeera
awo ku lusozi
wabula Katonda yaggyamu omuntu w'omunda
n'amutwala mu bwakabaka
bw'omukibuga
Yerusaalemu n'amulaga okukola ebintu nga bw'abirabye era mu kuva batugamba bwe
bati
kuva 26 onyola 30 bamukuutira ebigambo bino njagala okutegeeza nti Musa yali takola imagination yali tafumiintiriza ebintu yabiraba gyeri
saw things that are right within heaven.
This
in the center of Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on in here. Exodus
26.
From verse 31.
Era olikola ejjigi eryakaniki, n'ery'olugoye olw'effulungu, n'ery'olumyufu, n'erya bafuta ennungi erangiddwa.
Let's begin from verse 13.
Okuva essula ya 26 olunyi lwa 3.
Exodus 26 verse 30.
Era olizimba eweema mu ngeri yaayo gye walagibwa ku lusozi.
Nti olizimba eweema mu ngeri yaayo gye walagibwa ku lusozi.
According to what was shown on the mountain.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Musa bw'atuuka ku lusozi.
When Moses reaches the mountain.
Olusozi olwo tewaali na linnya.
That mountain had no name.
Baali bamanyi ng'olusozi lwa Buwarabu.
Knew it as a mountain.
Olusozi lwa Buwarabu.
Mountain of the Arabs.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Naye olw'okuba amateeka we gaali gava
because where the laws were coming
from mu kibuga Yerusalemu
eky'omuggulu Jerusalem city of heaven
okuva ku ssanduuko ey'amateeka
from the ark of the covenant
ekyoto kya Katonda
the altar of God
entebe y'ekisa
and the mercy seat
olusozi
all of them are called the mountain
kubanga binene nnyo
for they are very huge
biri mu kilometers z'otayinza kubala
they are in kilometers you can never count.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Kati bw'amala okulaba eri
after he saw in heaven
erinnya lyayo yasiŋŋana baluyita Sinai
he found it in heaven when it's called Sinai
najja atuma ekifo we yalabira ebintu ebyo
he named the place where he saw the things from
Sinai
he called it and named it Sinai.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Jukira abasajja bano abaasooka
remember this early first man
okugeza nga Yakobo
like Jacob
Yakobo mu olubereberye essula eno eya 28
Jacob in Genesis 28
olunyo otandika olw'e 11 n'okugirya
verses 11 to down
araga
he showed bwe
yalabanga ikabaka
when he saw angels descending
n'agamba nti kino kye kifo mukama waasisinkanirwa
this is the place where we find God
naye ng'olowooza Katonda yali bamusinkanawo
was being found there because he saw the place where angels gather from where they gather to meet God from he named the place where we were sleeping the same name he saw in heaven where angels were. Praise Jesus. The truth is this Moses the 40 days he spent on the mountain he the spirit was not on the mountain he had been taken out of his body
And
he spent 40 days day and night.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But he
had been taken to the city Jerusalem of heaven. That he can see whatever is happening. And he makes the images. And he will phototype all of them and make copies of them. And he will bring them on earth. And the
cherubims,
they are not met on planet earth. According to Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 10, where we see the cherubims.
Ezekiel
is far ahead from Moses.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. He too saw the cherubims when they are there and they are living. Yet Moses brought them in images.
You
see Moses beginning with the book of Genesis.
And
we see him in Exodus. We see him in Leviticus. We see him in Numbers. We see him in Deuteronomy.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Remember,
Ezekiel is far when you are close to finish the Old Testament.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But he
saw the cherubims that are right in heaven. According to Ezekiel 10.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So, bakerubim.
Now, these cherubims, they are there. Even Moses saw these things in heaven.
It
was not something he thought just of. He was not meditating. God would take me in a journey of heaven. As he was moving through the Bible. He was re-approving the way the Bible speaks out there. The Bible is living as it speaks. It's not a story. They were not just thinking. They were not dreaming. They are seeing the word of God. We are seeing the appearance of the things.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus. Let's move on to Exodus. Exodus 26 from verse 30.
Era olizimba eweema mu ngeri yaayo gye walagibwa ku lusozi. Era olikola ejjigi erya kaniki, n'ery'olugoye olw'effulungu, n'ery'olumyufu. Neri abafuta enungi erangiddwa ne bakerubi omulimu ogw'abakozi abamagezi bwe lilikolebwa.
N'abagamba,
he told them,
akati ejjigi nno ly'ogenda oteekawo,
this veil you're going to put there,
ligenda kuba lyawula,
it's going to be separating,
kati bakerubi obayingiza eri mu kifo
ekitukuvu, put the cherubim in the holy place.
Sengezaako kuga,
what I'm going to show you,
nti wola eno yonna gitwale.
All this world counted as a veil which has been put here. Now where we are standing, they counted it as a holy place. Behind the wall, it was the most holy place.
Now,
where you're seated to stretching behind,
it was
the gathering place.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now the cherubim,
he had
made them put in the behind the wall in the most holy place. And there is a door which accesses you in there. Why were they put the holy place
most?
And why were they the ones closing the door? For in Genesis 3,
verse 22
unto 24, he put cherubims in the way
from
the way the tree of life. What I'm trying to show you is this cherubim, they shut the door in the north of the north, that you cannot access the garden of God in the third heaven. We shall know it little by little. Now they
will
seek the cherubims on earth. They cannot there find them. That's where the theory is saying that the cherubims too sinned and were chased out of the garden, and others now call them cherubim angels. Up now they are still looking for them. For you cannot go in the garden except when you are fasting where the cherubim are.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
If
the cherubim shut the door to the tree of life, you have to first discover where they are.
Then you
go to the tree of life.
And
right now it's still confusing people.
For
they don't know where cherubims are found.
We've
been discovering these words. God has given us grace in the gen of heaven. I'll continue to speak of that word concerning the way to the garden. And where the right place the garden is.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much. According to what we see here, Moses sees things in heaven, not on earth.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Bakerubi.
The cherubim.
Atabagarawekuba kumurundi guri.
Who shut the door the other time?
Teyabaraba kunsi.
He never saw them on earth.
Yabaraba muguru.
He saw them in heaven.
Erane bamugamba.
And he was told.
Ore bintu nga bwebiri.
Do things just as you've seen
them. Tekawe jijeri garawo.
Put a veil shutting the door to the most holy place.
Eri wabere ekifo ekitukufu.
Where the most holy place is.
Ekifo ekiddakawo ku jiji kibere ekifo.
Place on the
veil.
It will be the holy place. And he said it's the most holy place. Praise Jesus so much. That's why I was told to make this veil. It's here.
Exodus
26:32.
Ezibikiddwako zaabu. Ebikwaso byazo biribeera bya zaabu. Kubinya bina ebya feza eroli wanika ejiji wansiwe bikwaso ne sanduko eyo bujulirwa olijiyingiza eri munda wejiji ne jiji liliyawulamu eri mwe awatukuvu na wasingo obutukuvu.
Yes, he was
Jesus. That veil or curtain which was put, it was separated the most holy place from the holy place. Now behind the wall, they called it the most holy place. Now here, and it is the holy place. Now the next portion was the gathering place. Outside the door, there was the basin to be washed from. Now in the open space, there was an altar to put offerings on.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What I try to show you is how that Moses, when he saw them, he saw them in heaven, not on earth. And it is right. These cherubims had closed that door and they separated the most holy place from the holy place. From this heaven, from the center of the cherubim, stretching the second heaven and the third heaven, it's known as the most holy place.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It is the most holy place.
Now,
surrounding where the old lampstands are, like you see right there, that is what is called the holy place.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
the remaining portion in the center is the gathering place. All angels gathered and the Satan himself gathered within them. Now we where we are in the rim below, we are called a playing ground outside. You know the temple of God, it makes up heavens and earth. And he asks, what house can you build for me? For heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What I'm
trying
to explain is this, brethren, that these words, they are far deeper in understanding.
And
why we've gone into these words
is to
search out where the cherubims are found.
And
Moses, the things he saw, he got them from where? Did he imagine and meditate to
them,
or things were already really there?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We hear
in Hebrews, Hebrews 8:6,
and
they were serving in images of the originals in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on with Exodus. Exodus 26:34.
Era oliteeka entebe ey'okusaasira ku ssanduuko ey'obujulirwa mu wasinga obutukuvu. N'emmeeza oligiteeka ebweru w'ejjigi n'ekikondo mu maaso g'emmeeza ku luuyi olw'eweema olw'obukiika obwa ddyo.
Kino kye tulaba
wanoentebe
y'ekisa ebeera ku ssanduuko
ey'amateeka
and
the covenant box is onto the altar. That's why in Ezekiel 10 they said in the midst of the cherubim there is an altar of God. This altar, up to today, it is there in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And he has been told that after he has put them there, now outside, that's where the lampstand is.
Though
when we reach Jerusalem of heaven, we are going to see that there are also seven.
They are not like one he brought on earth.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Christ,
explain what is in Jerusalem of heaven. In the center of that city. And it's the reason why.
These
things after Moses saw them.
He
brought them on Jerusalem of earth. To look just like Jerusalem of heaven where they are.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
We
try to reveal those secrets in the name of Jesus.
Yes, we
have praise Jesus. Preparation moved like that. He was told the
covenant
on top of the covenant box that he put the mercy seat.
And
we understood
that
there is an altar under the Kelvins down there. This altar, the covenant box, and the mercy seat,
up
to there they are right within heaven.
Yes, he was
praise you. Jesus so much.
According
to Ezekiel 10,
let's
get back brief and we hear. We want to see of this altar. For truly we see Moses seeing these things.
But Ezekiel
2 went ahead to see them. This is the journey of the Bible. The journey of heaven. Ezekiel 10, we begin from verse
1. Awo ne ntunula era laba mu bbanga eryali waggulu w'omutwe gw'abakewubi ne walabika waggulu waabwe ng'ejjinja erya safiro ng'embala ey'ekifaananyi eky'entebe n'agamba omusajja ayambadde bafuta n'ayogera nti yingira wakati wa bannamuziga abeetoolola abawulukuka.
Otegedde bulungi.
You've heard very clear.
Ti waggulu w'abakerubi.
Above the cherubim.
Mubanga yalabawo entebe.
In the firmament he saw a seat there.
Entebe eyo.
This seat.
Yemanyiddwa ng'entebe y'ekisa.
Known as the master seat.
Katonda si kwatuula.
God doesn't sit on it.
Katonda atuula mu ntebe eri mu ggulu ery'okusatu.
God sits in the throne in the third heaven.
Entebe y'ekisa.
The master seat.
Tugenda kimanya ebigikwatako.
We are going to know what concerns it.
Kisa ye mwoyo mutukufu.
Grace is the Holy Spirit.
Yenanyini ntebe eyo.
He's the owner of that seat.
But when they say
Christ came down with grace and truth,
it
came with the Holy Spirit right here.
And
we shall know it ahead. When Christ is going to carry out judgment,
or
he's going to carry a separate righteousness and
unrighteousness,
he uses the mercy seat. And the day is going to come for judgment, the last day, he will come on the mercy seat. It will sit on the door of heaven and he will send his angels.
He is
not going to get out of his authority.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. We shall know more concerning this seat. But let's know more concerning the altar.
Ezekiel 10, verse
2.
N'agamba omusajja ayambadde bafuta n'ayogera nti yingira wakati wa bannamuziga abeetoolola abawulukuka wansi wa kerubi ojjuze ebibatu byo byombi ebisiriza eby'omuliro ebiva wakati wa bakerubi obimansule ku kibuga awo n'ayingira nze nga ndaba era bakerubi baali bayimiridde ku luuyi olw'ennyumba olwa ddyo omusajja bwe yayingira ekire nekijjusa oluggya olw'omunda ekitiibwa kya Mukama ne kirinnya okuva ku kerubi ne kiyimirira waggulu ku mulyango gw'ennyumba ennyumba n'ejjula ekire oluggya ne lujjula okumasaamasa olw'ekitiibwa kya Mukama n'okuwuuma okw'ebiwawaatiro bya bakerubi ne kuwulirwa okutuuka ne mu luggya olw'ebweru eddoboozi ng'eddoboozi lya Katonda omuyinza w'ebintu byonna bw'ayogera awo olwatuuka bwe yalagira omusajja ayambadde bafuta ng'ayogera nti jja omuliro wakati wa bannamuziga abeetoolola abawulukuka wakati wa bakerubi n'ayingira n'ayimirira ku mabbali ga nnamuziga awo kerubi n'agolola omukono gwe ng'ayima wakati wa bakerubi eri omuliro ogwali wakati wa bakerubi n'atwalako n'aguteeka mu mikono gy'oyo ayambadde bafuta n'oyo n'agutoola n'afuluma.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Tumanyiyo tujja kulaba ku malayika w'omuliro.
We shall see the angel of fire.
and his colleagues as they were. But these ones either in the midst of the Kelvin,
where
we find the altar of God, and they get fire out of there.
This
we usually hear fire. You must speak of the cords. And you say, angel fire, get fire from the altar of God, and power unto evil powers, unto all the wizards, unto tongues which are thief. Praise Jesus. But this altar, Revelation speaks of it again, and the order is still there, the ark of the covenant is there, and the master seat is there. Just as I speak all of them, I met them in the center of that city, and they are there. But God, to try to prove us in this world that this book is living, he moved me within it, through it. Everywhere I reached, I saw, and we had to study within the book, the book of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We shall
be singing in the kingdom of heaven. We have a photocopy of this book. The original is right in heaven, the book of the Lord. Let's go to Revelation 11. Let's begin Revelation
9.
We are seeing more concerning the altar in heaven. Let's see verse 13.
Kubikula esula ya mwenda n'olinyiro 13. Malaika w'omukaaga n'afuuwa n'empulya eddoboozi eryava mu nsonda ennya ez'ekyoto ekya zaabu ekiri mu maaso ga Katonda, ng'agamba malaika ow'omukaaga eyalina akagombe nti, sumuula bamalaika abana abasibiddwa ku mugga omunene Fulaati.
Praise Jesus. When this one was being revealed of things in heaven, we are going to see the altar of God.
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
Praise Jesus so much. Let's proceed on. We try to continue to be knowing concerning the altar of God, the ark of the covenant, and the mercy seat. And they
have
found the center of Jerusalem in the midst of the cherubim.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We've seen the revelations. They go ahead to show us this altar, and
it
is still there up to today.
And
even the mercy seat, the ark of the covenant is still there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
in Revelation 11, verse 19, they speak like this.
Bikura isura ya kumi nemu nori nyiriri
ya kumi na muenda
ya kumi na muenda bikura kumi nemu kumi na muenda.
Revelations 11 verse 19.
Ne yekali ya Katonda eyo muguru ne bikura ne wala bika muyekali esanduku eyenda gano ye ne wabawo okumyasa na maluguzi no kumuatuka ne chikankano no muzira mungi.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We've
seen they have told us when they tried to open the temple of God, which is made of these two cherubim, and
they
saw the ark of the covenant still there. This ark of the covenant, when it was in Israel, we had the things it used to do.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When they took it in wars to fight wars to win them, when the Philistines stole it and it beat down Dagon, they who got it from there, and one of them tried to support that
smoke,
and it struck him to death.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But what was promised in Jeremiah chapter 3 from verse
16,
it showed that the ark was to disappear for some time, and it would never come back in people's hearts, never to even think of it.
But
go to reveal us to these words through the nation of Uganda. He tries to show us things which were and they are still there and they will be. He revealed the ark of the covenant of flesh and truly it's in heaven. And they will think the laws phased out. They are on a serious judgment. The laws never phased out. And the book of the law, where there's the Old and New Testament, it's found in this ark of the covenant. Praise Jesus. It's a living book. Praise Jesus. It speaks. For the spirit is within it. That's where the master warned us. And the word I say unto you, they are spirit. They are life. The ark of the covenant is still in the Jerusalem seat of heaven. Praise Jesus. That's where the Lord says that whether it is book, but when he gets it, it's gotten from the ark of the covenant. And we were given a photocopy out of this, what we have now. Praise Jesus. What I wanted to show you, that don't think that these books were, these things were phased out. The things are still in the kingdom of heaven. They are in the Jerusalem city of heaven. The master seat is there. The covenant box is there. The altar of God is also there. Praise Jesus. When Moses shown me the things, this is the order he was told to make them. We've gone to Exodus. Exodus 39. Let's see verse 35.
Kuva esula yasatumuenda nuli nyirwa satumutano. Essanduuko ey'obucyurirwa, essanduuko ey'obucyurirwa n'emisituliro gyayo n'entebe ey'okusaasira, emmeeza n'ebintu byayo byonna n'emigaati egy'okulaga, ekikondo ekirongoofu n'ettabaaza byakyo by'ebyettabaaza ebyokulongoosebwanga n'ebintu byakyo byonna n'amafuta ag'ettabaaza n'ekyoto ekya zaabu n'amafuta ag'okumansirangako n'obubaane obuwoomerevu n'akatimba ak'oluggi olw'eweema.
This when he was told to do,
bamugamba akole esanduuko ey'amateeka.
He was told to make the ark of the covenant,
manyiddwa nga esanduuko ey'obujulirwa,
known as the ark of the testimony,
n'entebe y'ekisa,
and the mercy seat,
n'ekikondo ky'ettaala,
and the altar, the lampstand. Praise Jesus.
So tulabanga ebigambo bino.
Now we see these words,
newankubadde nga tubira mu bwakabaka
bw'omuggulu, even though we see them in the kingdom of heaven,
byaleetebwako wano ku nsi,
they were brought right here on earth,
era nga kitugwanidde okubyetegereza.
It's required of us to look analytically on them, tusobole
omulembe guno omupya,
that this new generation,
okunnyonnyola,
we can explain
esuubi lyaffe,
our hope.
You can
explain Jerusalem city and whatever is within it.
We
speak of Jerusalem of heaven
and
whatever God made within this city. Praise Jesus so much.
When you
go to Exodus 40, verse 6, it says like this. Exodus 40 from verse 6.
Maso gw'omulyango gw'ennyumba ey'eweema ey'okusisinkanirangamu. Era oliteeka ekinaabirwamu wakati w'eweema ey'okusisinkanirangamu n'ekyoto. N'okifukamu amazzi. Era olisimba oluggya okwetooloola n'otimba akatimba ak'oluggi olw'oluggya. Era olitwala amafuta ag'okufukangako n'ofuka ku weema ne ku byonna ebirimu n'ogitukuza n'ebintu byayo byonna, era eribeera entukuvu. Era oligifukako ku kyoto, era oligafukako ku kyoto ekyokwokerangako ebiweebwayo n'ebintu byakyo byonna n'otukuza ekyoto. n'ekyoto kiribeera ekitukuvu ennyo, era oligafukako ku kinaabirwamu n'entobo yaakyo n'okitukuza. Era olireeta Alooni n'abaana be ku mulyango ogw'eweema.
Katugende ku lw'amakumi abiri.
Let's go to verse 20.
Olunyi lw'amakumi abiri. N'atwala abajulirwa n'abateeka mu ssanduuko, n'assa emisituliro ku ssanduuko, n'ateeka entebe ey'okusaasira kungulu ku ssanduuko, n'ayingiza essanduuko mu weema, n'atimba ejjigi eryawulamu, n'akisa essanduuko ey'obujulirwa nga Mukama bwe yalagira Musa.
Yesu yeebazibwe. Naye ng'atuulidde entebe y'ekisa ebeera waggulu ku ssanduuko
ey'amateeka. Ark of the Covenant.
Yes, he was
with. Praise Jesus so much. All these Moses.
Is what
they told us, saw images of things in heaven. When we get back to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter
9.
We see that Apostle Paul. He explains to us again. The same words. Concerning the preparation of this temple, how it appears in heaven. He speaks of the cherubim. He speaks of the mercy seat.
Sanduke ya mateka,
the ark of the covenant,
the
altar of God.
Agamba,
but he says,
tuwemene yoku nsi yaliye
chariwo, the temple of the earth was still existing.
Okutuka ange mazo kujibwa
au, until it had been removed,
mukama afu Yesu alioka ingire muwemene
yomukuru. The master Jesus to enter the temple of heaven.
Katugende yo tusome tulile.
Let's go and read and we hear.
Tutandike no nyolisoka.
Vipulania esule yomwenda.
Hebrews 9 from verse 1.
Era endagaano ey'olubereberye yalina empisa ezaalagirwa ez'okusinzanga Katonda n'ekifo ekitukuvu eky'omu nsi, kubanga eweema yakolwa.
Bakugambye ekifo ekitukuvu eky'omu nsi.
They said the holy place of this world.
Waliyo ekifo ekitukuvu eky'omu
nsi. Holy place of heaven.
These,
I've told you, are images of things in heaven.
Moses
tried to bring right down on earth.
Hebrews 9
verse 2.
Kubanga eweema yakolwa ey'olubereberye eyalimu ekikondo kitabaza n'emmeeza n'emigaati egy'okulaga awayitibwa awatukuvu. Era ennyuma w'ejjigi ery'okubiri yaliyo eweema eyitibwa entukuvu ennyo, eyalimu ekyotolezo ekya zaabu n'essanduuko ey'endagaano eyabikkibwako zaabu enjuyi zonna, eyalimu ekibya ekya zaabu omwali emmaanu n'omugo gwa Alooni ogwaloka n'ebipande eby'endagaano, ne kungulu ku yo bakewubi ab'ekitiibwa nga basikiriza entebe ey'okusaasira.
Owulidde enteekateeka bweri.
You've heard the preparation is.
Kati bakerubi mu kifaananyi eno.
Now the cherubim in this image down.
Bali bababumbira kuli ku ssanduuko waggulu.
They were put on top of the ark of the covenant.
Batulagako okuva wano.
And they show us from here their waist.
Okudda waggulu.
Moving upwards.
Okujjako Katonda bwe yagala tumanye ibakwatako
ebisingawo. But when God wanted us to know what is beyond them.
Yatwala Ezekiel.
He took Ezekiel.
Mu Ezekiel 10.
In Ezekiel 10.
N'abikula bakerubi okuva ku mutu paka ku bigere wansi.
He threw the cherubim from the head to the toes down.
Naye ng'ate Musa mukubala bako.
But Moses in seeing them.
Ye yalabako kitundu kya wano.
He saw only a portion of them from the waist.
Okudda waggulu.
Stretching upwards.
Era kyovulanga mu kubakuba ebifaananyi
byabwe. That's why in making their images.
Tosobola kubala bako magaali gano
g'olaba. You cannot see the wheels of them in Moses' images.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Wabula kati kankano biragibwa.
Right now they are being shown.
Okuva mu Ezekiel sura
y'ekumi. Ezekiel chapter 10.
Tosobola okulaba byonna ebibakwatako.
We can see all concerning them.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Okugamba nti.
It is to say.
Waliwo abasooka okufuna eby'ekitundu.
That they who first got half.
Ate ne wabaawo ebirambe ebyajja.
And there is a fullness which came later on.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
That's why we read
1 Corinthians 13.
That
some time past, I used to know how.
But
when the fullness came, the half was phased out. Now today, we cannot see cherubim short as that, from the waist to their heads.
But
we can see them as their height appears.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So
the fullness eventually came.
We cannot
take the half. Praise Jesus. When we first spoke like young ones, when we matured, we can almost speak that. Praise Jesus. Some people say that the things of heaven are hard. What I know, let it be enough for me. But remember, Deuteronomy 29:29, what is revealed is ours, and our children, and our children's children. When you reject them, you cannot refuse. I never knew them. For he revealed them. When you insist on the half, and he's broke the fullness, still it will be judgment upon you.
So
you never wanted to know all. You argue with your creator.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But concerning the cherubim, that is how they are. Moses saw them half from the waist moving upwards. But in Ezekiel, Ezekiel will show him the fullness of the appearance. When I reached the kingdom of heaven, they were to join me all the fullness of how they appear. You're joining the one of Moses and joining the one of Ezekiel. What I'm going to say, to reveal the mystery of God, as it's been preached through all the prophets, all the prophets where they spoke,
we
have to reveal them this generation when we've joined them all, and they are full and they're not half. That's where the other rhythm came out, saying command by command, scripture by scripture, here a little, there a little. We joined them from all prophets and all apostles, and we joined them to become full. Praise Jesus.
And
no more half portions of half half, but you have them in their fullness. Praise Jesus so much. Let's move on to Hebrews.
Abibulania esula ya mwenda nolinyirwa kutano.
Hebrews 9:5.
Nekongulu kuyo bakeubi abechitiwa ngabasikiriza entebe iyo kusasira. Bitutayinza kuogerako kakano kinachimu. Na yebyo bibyakolebwa bwe bityo bakabona bayingira muwema iyo rubereberiye obutayosa. Ngabatu ukiriza emirimu ejo kuweleza. Na ye mweri eyo kubiri. Ayingira kabona asinga obukuru yeka. Omurundi gumu buli mwaka. Si awatali musayi. Gwawayo kululwe ye. Nolo utamanya bw'abantu. Omwoyo omutukuvu. Ngategeeza kino. Ngekubo eritwala mu kifo ekitukuvu. Terinalabisibwa. Ngeweema eyolubereberye. Ekyayimiriddewo. Eyo. Kyekifaananyi olw'ebiro ebiriwo. Ekirimu ebirabo era ne saddaaka ebiweebwayo ebitayinza kumutuukiriza oyo aweereza mu bigambo by'omwoyo.
Ebintu baali babirina nno mubiri
naye
ng'ate mu mwoyo gyebiri
ebyaddala era
omuntu kuvu yali annyonnyola
nteno
weema ey'okunsi bwe yali
ekyaliwo
ekkubo
eriyingiza
mu kifo ekitukuvu
eky'omukubakerubi
lye baggala omulubereberye essuula
ey'okusatu
yali terinaba kuggulwawo. Bakerubi baali bakyagaddewo emyaka egyo
gyonna
era twali tetusobola kulengera ntebe ya
kisaluulo
wamu n'ekyoto
ekyo
n'essanduuku nga baabiggalirayo ebyowaatiro bino byolaba basitudde
waggulu
binene nnyo ddala
babikwata
ne babigaziyanga bwolaba
kino kipiko
ne kikasuka pwa ne biyiikawo
awo
ne biggalawo paka ku mulyango
gw'eggulu.
Atenga bikaruba.
And they are very, very hard. You may think they are rocks which have been put there. You cannot enter the most holy place. Praise Jesus. But our Master Jesus, Bible says he never entered the holy place of this world. He went in heaven itself. According to Hebrews 9, from verse 23 unto 27, he entered the most holy place of heaven, not on this earth. Most of the things he saw, they are of heaven. Original is in Jerusalem of heaven. Even close the door, they had been shut still. The cherubim were still closing it until Christ died and rose up. But today the door opened, and we can
cross
and stretch to the third heaven right now. Praise Jesus so much. according to Hebrews 9:23. Let's continue to read of them and hear. Hebrews 9:23.
Kale bifaananyi by'ebyo eby'omu ggulu kyabigwanira okunaazibwa n'ebyo, naye eby'omu ggulu byennyini okunaazibwa ne ssaddaaka ezisinga ezo. Kubanga Kristo teyayingira mu kifo ekitukuvu ekyakolebwa n'emikono ekyafaanana ng'ekyo eky'amazima, naye mu ggulu mwennyini okulabika kaakano maaso ga Katonda.
Jesus, that Jesus
never entered the holy place of the world. And they, one of them who saw the Lord of heaven is this man, Apostle Paul.
He was able
to connect the things of Moses after going in that vision. And he saw the first heaven, the second heaven, and he reached the third heaven, which we hear him speak of in 2 Corinthians. Chapter 12, verses 1 to 5. That he even reached the third heaven. He would never count three when he had not seen one. He had seen number two also.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now the secrets are like that. Moses, the things he brought, the cherubim, the mercy seat, the ark of the covenant, the altar of God, the lampstand, all of them he had seen them in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
up to today, these seven lampstands are right within heaven. But he was told to bring one that will make an image of one of the seven. All of them is the same spirit lightening in the Jerusalem city.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And our master in his appearing, he showed of these seven lampstands.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But they have told you
that
the curtain you saw covered
closing
the temple, it shows in heaven how cherubim had shut that place. And they had never have opened it until the Master Jesus came.
He
is the one who made a way through for us by the blood he put there
at
the altar of God in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The Bible says that he made for us a living way which stretches through his body. Why does it move through his body? What is in heaven and earth? They are within him, the Lord Jesus. And the cherubims are part of him. They are the ones who had closed that door. Why is it called a living way? For they who make that way, the cherubims are living.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why we can enter to meet God through the living way which was made for us. We try to seek for that way. The past generations, all of it. But we remain just to read about it. And we
could
not connect where that way is.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
But
we shall continue to handle that way.
Let's
move on to see the seven lampstands. Revelation chapter 1. We want to see if Moses brought the lampstand. Is it in heaven or is it there? And what does it mean? Revelations 1 from verse 8.
Zendi Alpha ne Omega. Bayogera Mukama Katonda. Abaawo, ere yabaawo, era kyokubaawo. Omuyinza w'ebintu byonna. Nze Yokaana muganda wammwe erassa ekimu mu kubonaabona ne mu bwakabaka ne mu kugumiikiriza ebiri mu Yesu. Nali ku kizinga ekitibwa Patomo olw'ekigambo kya Katonda era n'olw'okutegeeza kwa Yesu. Nali mu mwoyo ku lunaku lwa Mukama waffe, ne mpulira ennyuma wange eddoboozi ddene ng'eryakagombe nga koogera nti, ky'olaba wandiika mu kitabo okiweereze ekkanisa omusanvu eri Efeso, n'eri Sumuna, n'eri Perugamo, n'eri Suwatira, n'eri Saadi, n'eri Philadelphia, n'eri Laodikia. Ne nkyuka okulaba eddoboozi eryayogera nange. Bwe nakyuka ne ndaba ettabaaza musanvu eza zaabu. Ne wakati w'ettabaaza ne ndaba afaanana ng'omwana w'omuntu ng'ayambadde okutuuka ku bigere
era ngasibiddwa mu kifuba olukoba olwa zaabu n'omutwe gwe n'enviirize nga zitukula ng'ebyoya by'endiga ebitukula ng'omuzira n'amaaso ge ng'ennimi z'omuliro n'ebigere bye nga bifaanana nga ekikomo ekizigule ng'ekirongoosebbwa omuliro n'eddoboozi lye nga liri ng'eddoboozi ery'amazzi amangi era ng'akutte mu mukono gwe ogwa ddyo emmunyeenye musanvu ne mu kamwa ke ne muvaamu ekitala ekisala eky'obwogi obubiri n'obwenyi bwe nga buli ng'enjuba bweyaka mu maanyi gaayo bwe namulaba n'engwa ku bigere ng'afudde n'ateekako omukono gwe ogwa ddyo ng'ayogera nti totya nze ow'olubereberye era ow'enkomerero era omulamu era nali nfudde era laba ndi mulamu emirembe n'emirembe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Amen.
Ono Yokaana yali mukwolesebwa kuno.
He was in this vision.
Waawula bw'akyuka.
But when he turned,
yalaba alinga omwana w'omuntu.
He saw someone like the Son of Man.
Ng'atudde mmasekati g'ebikondo by'ettaala omusanvu.
Seated in the midst of the seven lampstands.
Ebikondo bino.
These lampstands.
Biri musanvu wano mu kibuga Yerusalemu mmasekati.
Are seven in the central Jerusalem.
Kuliko kino.
There is one.
Kuliko kino ekyokubiri.
That second one.
Kuliko ekyokusatu.
There is the third one.
Kuliko ekyokuna.
There is the fourth one.
Then kuliko ekyokutaano.
There is the fifth.
Ekyomukaaga.
The sixth.
N'ekyomusanvu.
And the seventh.
Wabula lwaki bagambye nti yamulaba ng'atudde mmasekati gaabyo?
Why did he say that he saw him seated in their midst?
Yali atudde ku ntebe y'ekisa.
He had sat on the master's seat.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era nga wano wonna abunyeewo.
All that portion he had covered it.
Paka wano ku muliro.
Reaching down to the altar of fire.
Kyovola bagambye nti ebigere byalinga omuliro.
That's why they say that his feet were like fire.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yali alabikidde mu ntebe y'ekisa.
He had appeared within the mercy seat.
Yali aleeta ekitabo kino eky'okubikulirwa.
When was in this book of Revelations.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye ng'agambye nti yali yeetooloddwa ebikondo by'ettaala musanvu.
He was surrounded by seven lampstands.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ebikondo bino eby'ettaala omusanvu.
These seven lampstands.
Ebitulaga omwoyo omutukuvu mu bujjuvu.
They are the ones who show the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Era okusinziira ku bikulu by'essuula ey'okuna olw'okutaano.
According to Revelation 4 verse 5.
Batugamba bwe bati.
They tell us like this.
Bikulu essuula ey'okuna n'olunyi lw'okutaano.
Revelation 4 verse 5.
Entebe ey'obwakabaka yali yeetooloddwa entebe ez'obwakabaka 24. Ne ku ntebe kwaliko abakadde 24 nga batudde nga bambadde engoye enkeru ne ku mitwe gyabwe engule eza zaabu ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka n'ettabaaza 7 ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe jemi y'omusanvu ekya Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe. Bagezaako tunnyonnyola ebikondo bino eby'ettaano.
To explain these lampstands.
Biraga omwoyo emy'omusanvu egya Katonda.
They show the seven spirits of the Lord.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ng'ajjukira zonna zifaanagana.
Remember all of them look alike.
Ye mwoyo ajjudde mu kibuga kino kyonna.
It's the spirit who is full in all that city.
Mu masekati nga mwasinzira okukimulisiza kyonna kyonna.
Places in its central to lighten the whole city.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ebikondo by'ettaala ebyo binene nnyo.
Those lampstands are very big and massive.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era bibeerako ennimi nga bw'olaba eri.
And out of it they have tongues out of them.
Nga nnene nnyo kigazibwe beesinga n'obugazi mu ensi yaffe.
Very massive beyond the planet earth.
Yes, omunwe gumu bwe gutyo ogwambuka.
Just one tongue mu kibuga. It's like a screen within a city.
Kw'osobola otuuka kubanga kwe nasomeranga ebintu ebisinga.
That's where I started most of the things from.
Era kwe nabirabiranga ebisinga.
And I saw them from that screen.
Nga sinnaba kutuuka waawe biri.
Before I reached where they were.
Byonna byonna bibeerawo nga babiraga.
All of them are shown right on those screens.
Babizannya biyitawo.
They are played passing by.
N'ebyawandiikibwa byabyo.
Even their scriptures aside them.
Bibeera bitambula mu kibuga ekyo buli kiseera.
They keep moving in that city all the time.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era bw'oba oyagala okumanya ki kye weerabidde.
If you want to know what you've forgotten.
Ogenda bugenza mu masekati g'ekibuga
Yerusalemu. You just go in the center of Jerusalem city. And you ask for what you want is what is brought on the screens. And you remember the all of them you go back in the city and you rest within it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But these lampstands are very big.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now what we are heading to be seeing, they have told us these are the seven spirits of the Lord. They see within the entire city, reaching to planet earth where we are. But when you reach them, kingdom is still the screens just there. Yet there are the seven eyes of God. The entire city sees it and sends power to reach down on earth in the colors of rainbow, the seven colors. It remains seeing the entire earth.
You
always see them in the sun or the moon, the rainbow. He is seeing us like day time.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
As
these ones take out their satellites up there, when God already put his up there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And he's up there seeing them in the Jerusalem city. As these light lampstands keep on lighting, they are passing through the
passage.
Eyes just stretch through the walls of the city, and they see wherever you are.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why in Revelation 5, verse
6,
they have told these seven lampstands, they show the seven spirits of the Lord, and they are the seven eyes of God. Let's read right there. Revelation 5, verse 6.
Nenda ba wakati uentebe nebidamu ebina, ne wakati wabakate omwana gwendiga nga imiridi, nga fana nange yatibwa. Ngalina mayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu gyemyoyo omusanvu ekya Katonda ekitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
Kati ebiba biva mu nnimi mu mutwe bakulaze ng'omwana gw'endiga ng'amayembe omusanvu
ziba
ziri ennimi ezo ezaaka bw'oziraba nga zifutuka bwe toyinza ogaba amayembe.
They are the horns which shine on the lampstands. They are like tongues of the lampstands. Tongues of fire stretching out of the lampstands. Like you see in Acts 2, the tongues of fire fell upon them of the Holy Spirit. And they are lighting upon their heads. Now when you see them, the explanation, you may think and pick the
answers.
The spirit is the spirit who tells you they are the seven spirits of the Lord. And they are his eyes. Now, when you're seeing, as if you've seen horns, and they know those are the seven spirits of the Lord, the spirit is the one who answers and you get explained of it. But in our language, as if you've seen horns stretching out of a person. Praise Jesus.
And
in our likeness, we know it here.
That
everything stretching out of the head is it's a horn. Praise Jesus.
Now, that's the mindset.
But the Spirit explained that no, those are the seven spirits and eyes sent in all the earth. Remember, the Spirit bases in the lampstands and is sent even on earth to see,
basing
in the seven colors of rainbow, whom you see resting on the sun or on the moon. Or you see him resting on the entire heaven.
And
God is scanning all us here. And he sees
us in
Jerusalem, and he sees us in the third heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The world thinks God does not see what they do, but he sees them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And he sees us in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
the names of those seven spirits. Isaiah 11 verse 2. Quickly, we've read it numerous times. All the topics we got in the seven spirits, they get from the Jerusalem city of heaven. You remember the seven seals, the seven spirits of the Lord. All we studied in Jerusalem city. When you read the topic, you start the seven lampstands, and you begin the seven spirits of the Lord, you know we took close to a month and some period, almost 2 months studying the lampstands. But all of it, you get it from the Jerusalem city.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Let's
see the names of the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God. Isaiah 11 from verse 2.
omwoyo gw'amagezi n'okutegeera, omwoyo gw'okuteesa n'amaanyi, omwoyo gw'okumanya n'okutya Mukama.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yeme omusanvu ejo.
Those are the seven spirits.
Ejaka wali mu kibuga Yerusalemu.
Which light in the Jerusalem city.
Atenga ge maso.
And they are the eyes.
Kitegeza nti lise eri amagezi.
It means the eye of wisdom.
Libera like tali mu kibuga neno kunsi.
Scans and looks in the city and even on earth.
Nga bwiri weriza katona muguli okusa.
And it updates God the third heaven.
Ne waguru eguli ono kitafe jatu.
And above the heaven where the Father is.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Liso lya amagezi.
The eye of wisdom.
Okulaba ani atagondera dobozi lya
Katonda. The voice of God.
Ne kiragiro kye.
And command of
Mateka,
his, in the laws and the judgments.
Elise,
the eye of understanding.
Bani abatayagala kutegeera Katonda.
Who are they who don't want to understand God?
Erabaganya okwasaganya lunyiriri ku lunyiriri.
Who refuse to connect this word command by command, scripture by scripture.
A little
here,
a little there. They
are the ones who have added in his word. They will subtract from it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they will have distorted
Elise,
it. The eye of counsel.
It's
such that whatever God never reasoned, and we put it there. The seasons and times of everything, and they best in the Jerusalem city of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
There's
the spirit of power.
No,
it's an eye of the spirit of power.
Who
put whatever God never planted and everything he never built.
No,
and plant the things of God by force.
It is
the eye of knowledge of God.
Which
involves severity who serves God who never serves him. The righteous and the
unrighteous.
The one of eternal life and for destruction.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The eye of the spirit of fear of law.
Who
refuse to hold the laws, commandments, and judgments of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And the eye of the spirit of the Lord. It gets out whoever never wants to worship the one true God. And Christ Jesus is sent. But
there are
the eyes we see in the seven lampstands.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so much.
And the Jerusalem city of heaven. In the central of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Tugenze kulaba ku size ya buli kintu ekiri mu kibuga ano mu central.
The size of everything in that city.
Obunene.
The size of them.
Obuwanvu.
The height of it.
Kerubi yenkanaki.
How tall is a cherubim?
Esanduko ya mateka yenkanaki.
How tall is the ark of the covenant?
Echoto chenkanaki
obunene. The altar is tall to what height?
Ntebe yechisa yenkanaki.
The mercy seat is what height?
Binene okamara.
They are very big.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ekikondo kyetala kyenkanaki obuwanvu.
How tall is the lampstand?
Kikinga ensi yaffe obuwanvu.
It is taller than planet Earth.
Kikisinga obugazi.
It is wider than it.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Tugenze okulaba obunene.
We've gone to see the size.
Obuwanvu n'obuwanvu.
And the height.
Obwaba kerubi.
Of the cherubim.
Entebe y'ekisa.
The mercy seat.
Esanduku ya mateka.
Ark of the covenant.
Tutandise ne bakerubi.
We began with the cherubim.
Tugenze mbase kabaka.
We've gone in First Kings.
Mbase kabaka ikisoke sura ya mukaga.
First Kings chapter 6.
Tuli kunyola bimoro.
We are in verse 21.
Mbase kabaka ikisoke sura ya mukaga olinyirwa bimoro.
First Kings verse chapter 6 from verse 21.
Na Sulemani nabika kunyomba munda ezabu enongofu natimba emikufu ejezabu mumaso ga wayimibwa okwogera nabikako zabu enyumba yonna najibikako ezabu okutuusa enyumba yonna lweyakwa era n'ekyoto kyonna ekyawayimibwa okwogera nakibikako ezabu era awayimibwa okwogera n'akolerawo bakeubi babiri ab'emiti egy'emizeyituuni buli kerubi obuwanvu bwe emikono 10.
Katusooke tulindeko.
Let's first pause there.
Twagala tujjewo ekyama lwaki baabakola miti emizeyituuni.
We want to get out this mystery why they were made in olive trees.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Mu miti emizeyituuni.
In the olive trees.
Mwe muva amafuta.
That's where we get the olive oil.
Obagwe tuita anointing oil.
Oh, the anointing oil.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kati bakerubi bano.
Now these cherubim.
Batere okubaita emizeyituuni ebiri.
They are called the two olive trees.
Oba ebikondo byettaale bibiri.
Oh, the two lampstands.
kubanga bebavaka amafuta ago
because out of them come that oil which appear in the lampstands.
Bayitibwa abaana b'amafuta.
They are called the sons of the anointing.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Omwoyo mutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Bwava mu gulu eryokusatu.
When he comes from the third heaven.
Awali entebe ya Katonda.
Where the throne of God is.
Okusinzira ku bikulu esule Ezekiel esule ya abiri esule esoka.
According to Ezekiel chapter 1.
26-28
We shall see rainbow surrounding the throne of God. But those are powers of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. They get down to the four living creatures. According to Ezekiel chapter 1 verses 19-21 and the Spirit appears within their wheels.
He makes
different types of fires after he's mixed himself right down there.
After stepping down
within the cherubim
in the center
of the Jerusalem city.
Now
the cherubim,
they are the ones
who manifest the Spirit in the and he lightens for us out of them.
Here
they have been stepped down, the Holy Spirit, and they give us light. Like you see electricity, that to come and light here,
step down transformers
which bring it down here.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now from the lampstands he has cut most of the powers and
it
stretches from the third heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now this oil from the lampstands, it gets right from the cherubim, and they are the ones who make up the lampstands. That's why they are called the two olive trees of the
lampstands
in the language which is mystical within the Bible. When we go to Revelation,
I
say we are here to see their height. But we've first taken away the mystery. Why were they made in olive trees in the images of them in on world? Revelations 11 from verse
1. Malaika ngayogera nti golokoka.
Katandika olwokusatu olwokuwonya obudde.
Olinyo olwokusatu.
Revelation 11 from verse 3.
Nange ndibawa abajiirwa bange babiri. Era baliragulira ennaku 1,226 nga bambadde ebibukutu. Abo gyemizeyituuni ebiri n'ettabaaza ebbiri eziyimirira mu maaso ga Mukama.
Praise Jesus. These witnesses,
Baba,
they have been called two olive
trees,
or the two lampstands, who stand before the Lord. These are not human beings. These are cherubims. They are the ones called the two olive trees. That's why the images of them made on earth. When we saw in 1 Kings chapter 6 from 21
to 25,
they were made out of the olive trees.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why here in the mystery they are called the two olive trees or the two lampstands. In them the Holy Spirit sits. He appears through the lampstands out of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In Zachariah,
it's called
brief in the Old Testament.
They
had seen them also in a mystery.
Cherubims
have been appearing in the entire Bible, even though in a language which is mystical. But I've told you,
there
is nothing hidden which we are not going to hear.
But
the seasons of reaching all the secrets reached, as reveal the mystery of God, our Lord Jesus, in Him of things in heavens and earth. Zechariah chapter 4 from verse 1.
Malaika eli ayogera nange n'akomawo n'anzukusa ng'omuntu bw'azukusibwa mu tulootwe n'angamba nti olabye eki naye nti ntunudde era laba ekikondo ekyettabaaza ekya zaabu kyonna n'ekibya kyakyo nga kiri waggulu ku kyo n'ettabaaza zaakyo omusanvu ettabaaza eziri waggulu waakyo buli ttabaaza ngeriko emimiro musanvu n'emiseituni ebiri ku mabbali eruyi n'eruyi, ogumu ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'ekibya, ogumu ku mukono gwakyo ogwa kkono.
Owulidde yalaba emizeituni gino.
Jjukira
Mukama bw'aba akuwa
message
asobola ogisiiringa n'otuuka ali n'olaba nga miti mizeituni
olive trees.
Omulala gwimiridde
nga another is standing here, another the other side.
Kati uliriza.
Listen now.
Ye Zakaria bwaba alaba.
When Zakaria saw,
bano baba mulaganga miti.
He was shown them as trees.
Kerubi asoka ne kerubi
okubi. First and the second cherubim.
Nga alaba ng'emizeituni.
And would see as if there are two olive trees.
Nga bemalamu amafuta.
And out of them they pour oil.
Bikondo bidye bye
they are pouring within the lampstands out
uliriza
of them.
Bulungi nnyo.
Listen very clearly.
Kuli mu Zakaria esura ya kuna.
Zakaria 4 verse 3.
Nensinamu nemugamba malaika eliyogera nange. Nenjogera nti ebyo biki mukama wange. Malaika eliyogera nange naddamu nangamba nti tomanyi ebyo bwe biri.
Jukira malaika amugamba.
Remember the angel tells him.
Ebyo tobimanyi nawe.
You don't know these things.
Buda ko masekabaka.
When you go in kings.
Mwaba kula bakerubi babiri mezaituni yeji.
Two olive trees the cherubim.
Tusa kuchikwa asaganya.
You cannot connect it.
Notegera nti bano bakerubi ababiri.
These are the two cherubims.
Omanyi Solomon yagera nabakola miti mezaituni yeji.
Solomon made them two olive trees.
Nga babiri n'ebitabo naye ng'ekizibu okwasaganya.
But to connect this
ngira bw'olaba leero bwe tufaananye
like how we have appeared today in the past seasons
nga tetukwasaganya.
We could never connect
nambuga nayitubina ebintu tobitegeera.
And you ask me, you don't know of these.
Oyingira eri mu kifo ekitukuvu buli kiri
ekyokuzi. Enter the most holy place of the world.
N'olaba kerubi nga bakoze mizeituni.
And you see cherubims made of all trees.
Kati bano tobategeera.
Now don't really understand these.
Kikyamugamba tobamanyi kyogamba.
He told them, he don't know of them.
Nga muyingirira mu yeekaalu bujja okusinza ng'olaba kerubi
abaliyo.
Babakola emiti emizeituni naye nga tobuuza.
Them in olive trees you never asked.
Tobuuza lwaki?
You never asked why.
Kati bamutwala kati jangu obirabe.
Now we took it to go and see them.
Naye ebire ebyali biyiseewo.
But you know the seasons which had passed.
Tunuulira Zakaria gy'ali n'endaga ne Musa gye yabirabikira.
Where Zakaria is and Moses.
Bo be bantu ababeerangawo nga balaba ebintu naye nga tebeetegereza.
They were people who had seen things by the never minded of them.
Kyovura mukama yajja n'abavunana mu Isaiya.
Came I choose them in Isaiah.
Esule y'omukaaga.
Isaiah 6.
Okuva ku lw'omwenda
n'okubira. From verse 9 to down.
Nti balaba nayo kwetegereza.
That they always look but they never perceive.
N'okuli abawulira.
Even here
they hear. But they
never understand.
Bali balaba kerubi buli
kyewera. They see cherubims every time.
Nga bagamba ebyo ebinyonyi bya mukama.
Those are God's birds.
Kati ono bamutwala ba bamugezeko mu
is taken
omusika ku area
try to draw him to understanding
atigiri
that he may see and understand
totegera bino we bili
don't understand this
emisaitu ni ebiri project
two all the trees of them
ni mu Zakaria esula eyokuna n'olunyirwa kutana
Zakaria 4 verse 5
malaika eliyogera nange n'addamu n'angamba nti tomanyi ebyo bwe biri. Nenjogera nti nedda mukama wange. N'addamu n'angamba nti kino kye kigambo kya mukama eri Zerubbaberi nga kyogera nti si lwa maanyi so si lwa buyinza naye lwa mwoyo gwange.
Omwoyo wa mukama yakola bino byonna.
That is the Holy Spirit, Spirit that are doing all this.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Yaddamu n'amubuuza mu lunyiriri katubuukemuko
katono. Let's jump a little. Let's see verse 11.
Zakaria nyakumi nemu. Nensinamu nemugamba nti emizeituni gino ebiri kye kiki ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'ekikondo ekyettabaaza ne ku mukono gwakyo ogwa kkono. Nensinamu omulundi ogw'okubiri nemugamba nti amatabi gano abiri maki.
Jibadenga mizeituni
naye. I seem like olive trees.
Ndabanga matabi.
I see now like branches.
Matabi.
They branches.
Ebiko akati biwatu bya malaika
ba. The wings of the angels.
Bwe babigira we batina.
When they
bakerubi munne.
That they waved the cherubims.
Ngabawo bwe biwatu
bya. They were waving their wings.
Nagamba matabi gago.
The branches I see branches waving.
Ndozera matabi.
Maybe they are branches.
Bibiki bino banaye mukama.
At this rod.
Ate kino ekikondo kyetala nabyo byebiki.
Lampstand, what is it?
Atuli mu Zakaria sura ya kuna olunyiriro 12.
Zakaria 4 verse 12.
Nensinamu omulundi ogw'okubiri ne mugamba nti amatabi gano abiri machi agemize ituni agali kumabali gemimwa ebiri eja sabu agemala mugoka amafuta
nti gano matabi ibana mizaituni
branches and all
gemala mwa mafuta angajiwa mu bikondo byeta
out of themselves into the lampstands. When you reach there, there are surprising things. You see the screens of these lampstands, they stretch from the ground and moving upwards. You understood how it appears?
The screen
stretches from the ground up and it gets back, up and back, up and back. But it takes time when moving up is very tall. These are pumping oil within them. Get it from the
cave
pouring. From when the created heaven and earth, they are like that, pouring oil within the lampstands. But the oil was stepped down in the
cave.
The wheels alone have a number of mountains.
So
every wheel has four mountains in it. Four mountains. Every head you see right there, it's a mountain. But it's within the wheel of the cherubim. Every cherubim has eight mountains under his wheels. For remember, he has two wheels. He has the one on his hand side and the other side. Now, oil is filled within them in those mountains.
They are always
bubbling.
If
they give us, there is nothing we are going to use it for. Even if God gives one, he can mess up the entire devil of the world. Remember, he gave it to Elijah.
And
he called all the prophets of Baal, gathered them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
they were called the two olive trees or the two lampstands. They
have
been called the witnesses of God. They are the two cherubims who remained. Remember, we know the one cherubim fell. He was the third. Now, who was known as Lucifer, the devil, right now?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
We knew
all this some time past.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
But
these ones pour oil out of themselves. That's why they call two olive trees. Find them and never be confused of this mystery. The mystery has been opened and revealed.
Amen.
They've been called who?
Zechariah
4, verse 13.
Nanziramu na yogera nti tomanyi agobwe gali nenjogera nti nedda mukama wa
I don't
know these things.
Bijicho tulabe chikondo chetara.
Omanyi mugundi
ya Musa.
You know in the temple of Moses.
Chikondo chetara chalingano kabu ya tudde lya kirabu.
That was there, everyone still would see.
Ninga bagamba balise. Oba bino bichi bakoleza.
This they are lighting.
Mukama yabigamba
Musa. The Lord told it to Moses.
But never kerubi babwe bali
yo. Even the cherubim are here, they are behind.
We
do, we are like that.
For we read them,
in the Bible, perhaps these are birds.
Maybe
God could face them out, never creates them. Most of the things we read in the
Bible,
we think the Bible is speaking what?
We
find
political
preachers and they say those are threatening. You just pass them. You don't want to know. You want to read Arise, daughter of Zion, and cast dust off yourself. Cast off the dust of poverty. Cast off the sorrow. You begin to cast off the dust of poverty. You're chasing poverty off yourself. That is what you want to read.
But
to understand God, you don't want such scriptures. You are the axe of the Lord. That's what you want. I am the axe. And you begin to imagine cutting.
n'ebituuka ebyokumumanya
n'okutegeera
ebintu bya mukama
bibuzaakati
ebiramu birina emitwe
n'abakerubi
mbwe ate mu magaali waliyo emitwegaali kyebeeramu
omutwebiky
bannange tebibuzabuzabayibuli egambo byonna byangu eryo
yategeeranoyo
afuna
okumanyaera
nga tumanyi kankawo
tebikyatubuzabuza
onyi olwekumi n'enya batugambye bati muzaakali yesula
y'okunaalinyere
kumi n'enya awo nayogera nti ago bebaana ababiri abamafuta abayimirira awali mukama w'ensi zonna
noga nti bano bebaana ababiri abamafuta
bwoba
owulira nti mafuta
omanyi
abasumba bagenda batulimbalimaamafutawaliyo bebayita abaana abamafuta abakerubi ababiri
abasigalawo
awe bagenda okutuyiirwaka omwoyo
n'amafuta
tulyoke tukole obujulirwa mu
nsi
nga tetunoonya amafuta ga
munyanjatugandona
mu isirairi
walitugenda
mu ggulu yennyini
ewali
abaana abamafuta
gasimbingibwa wali
era ng'osaba okuweebwa
mukama
nzize mu baana abamafuta abayimira mu maaso go kerubi asooka ku mukono
ogwaddyo
ogwokubiri ku mukono ogwa
kkolosaba
dabo poson okuva ku omu
nokumulala
yesu yebazibwe osaba double portion nga kisoboka omanyira
bulungiobampe
double portion ngaeri
kubbweagamba
erayijanamuga
ekintu
kyosabe kizibu naye bwonaba
ŋŋendaija kukukolera
kubanga kyali kisoboka abaana bamafuta ababiri we
balina okuwa
yesu yebazibwe waliwo ojja otuuka ogambe mukama
balusifa
bangi mu
chinamuchina
gyotumye mpa ate n'ekirala nsobola okukubisaamu emirundi
musanvu
kuba bo bennyini
bebavaako
ebikondo bino
omusanvu ebyetaano
esaawa eyo bwobeera
bwotyo
oyinza okubula ng'omuzimu
obayitako
bonna ngaekibuga
kizigira
kuba amasanyalazi agaba gakuliko gasinga watisi za buli balu bwe zibeera
mu kibuga
oba oyinza obalulabalula buli
balubnabulibulb
transforma zonna mu kibuga ziba zikuba bukubi ogenda ku bibiro ly'amasanyalazi n'ogakwatamu
ne gazikirira
n'okyakalanya ensi
yonatemugenda
kufuna masanyalazigenda
kugayimiriza
ogenda mu bibiro
n'ogwatamu
gonna ne gabalukirawo kuba oba omaze otuteekamu amasanyalazi agasinga
obgabalula
buli kyuma
tebatekamukyobula
bayibuli ebwebogerako mu kubikula
11ega
basobola okubonyaabonya ensinga
yebaagala
basobola okukubisa emirundi ebiri
paka
ku mirundi
musanvu
nga bateeka mu muntu mafuta
oil anointing
uno futafuta bwabanabbi bobulimba
oils of the false prophets
abantu
make people fall
oyitawo n'abaluka n'okubaluka
pass and even bust
anti tutandise okulaba ku buwanvu
bwanaye
bino byebimu ku bikulu
ebibalikotumaze
okugjako ekyama
ekyo
lwaki babayita emizaituni
ebiri
kubanga be bavaamu amafuta
amafuta
agaddala agakatonda
togenda
wa muntu nti
tapinge kumafutatapinga
ku baana
bamafutabakerubiababiri
abasigalawo
totapinga
bintu byonategeera
God saw in anointing of a prophet.
You know,
prophets who are
fierce,
come and tap in this anointing
that
you may harvest of it. You go in the anointing of the cherubims.
So
ministry which is truthful and they also give you anointing oil. Praise Jesus. Now we no more tap and
pass.
These ones of the
olive
trees,
olive oil.
We get from the source and we put in the people in the name of Jesus.
Those
we no more bring oil bottles to tap
noise.
You are going to serve. You separate. We don't buy olive oil from the supermarket. We don't buy it. We just say God is above all.
He
poured oil
on you. Poured
anointing on your servant to go and serve you. Who powered on Jesus?
Agamba.
He says,
Isaiah 61:1.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me,
for I have
been anointed.
But the
Bible says, the Spirit upon him was without measure. He just powered full.
In
John chapter
1
from 30 to 36, the Spirit upon Jesus was without measure.
We are not born
to make you wet with oil.
Bible
says the Spirit will come and empower you.
Acts 1:8.
When it comes or anointing ready, this they pour on you and they are just making you wait for nothing, spoiling your clothing. Oil and you never see it made
someone wait,
and you see it in actions.
We've
gone back to 1 Kings chapter 6.
See
the size and the greatness of this cherubim.
We
have to see how big is the ark of the covenant, even the life within it, even the master seat. The altar is living, yet it's an altar. God has nothing which is dead. Everything is living in him. He's the God of the living alone. Not all. You must have an altar which speaks. We are in 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 6. We are in verse 22. 23.
Basekabaka ekisoke sura ya mukaga olunyirwa 23.
1 Kings chapter 6 verse 23.
Era wayimibwa okwogera n'akola bakerubi babiri ab'emiti egy'emizeyituuni. Buli kerubi obuwanvu bwe emikono 10. N'ekiwawaatiro ekimu ekya kerubi kyali emikono 5.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Kerubi emikono 10.
The height of 10 cherubims.
Emikono 10.
The 10 hands.
Girimu 40 mbeka.
How many feet are within it?
Ani ayina ekibalo. 45.
You count quick. Builders. 60. 1.
Okay.
Where is the hand?
We are going to make
you bring a tape measure for us. This is a hand. Emikono. Okay. Now 10 hands. How many feet are within 10 hands? What, 10 hands?
Foot ya satu. Ate meter. Meter meka. Anti katonda abadira mu kilometers.
Tuagala kuchiza mu kilometers. We're going to change in kilometers.
abazimbi baliwa.
Where are builders here?
Murete tape measure tubali.
Bring a tape measure.
Yesu yebazimbi.
Praise Jesus.
Tugambye omukono guli mu 40 meka.
Said one hand has 3 feet. Okay.
Kakati is 40 tulina meka.
60.
Tufunye 40.
We've got
10 feet. Meka.
10 hands, how many feet? Let's first count a hand.
Tubale 40.
We count feet.
Tubale meter.
We count meters.
Tugene mu kilometer.
We shall go in a kilometer. How many meters? 1 foot, how many meters?
Tugena kuba homework.
We are going to give a homework. Let's first pause that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The truth is this. After we shall get those measurements, we have to multiply them
10,000.
For one day, before the Lord, there are 1,000 years in it. All this calculation
they're
in the calculation of human beings. We have to put them in the calculation of God or the calculation of angels. After multiplying by 1,000, we multiply another 1,000. We handle 10,000 now.
By 10,
for the calculation of the angels, like that,
10,000.
Angels are 10,000 times. 10,000. How big is a cherubim? And we handle the size of his wing. When he waves it like this, you feel as if a big stream is coming. As if Atlantic Ocean is moving to the ground. May God bless you. We shall begin from there tomorrow. Even the question which ask tomorrow, there are
a
few things
we
are going to watch, but as they set out the gadgets, they will ask questions. Let's ask.
Amen.
Ekibuzo ekyange kirimba Ssekabaka kiba kiri mu kuva esuula eyana okuva ku lunyiriri olwo olw'omuka tulabye nga Mukama agamba Musa bakole ekyoto eky'okuweerayo kati kye neebuuza nti ne masekati awo mu ggulu eryo erisooka nawe era bawaayo
bawaayo Mukama waffe yali alina saddaaka ey'okuwaayo
the master is the one who had a sacrifice to offer there
okusinza betwale mu Bebulaniya esuula ey'omwenda
so in Hebrews 8 verse 23
n'eby'omuggulu byennyini byali byetaaga saddaaka esingawo
the copies in heaven needed a better sacrifice
nga si ya nsolo si ya biwuka si ya
animals not of birds
Kristo mwennyini n'atwalayo
Christ himself took the sacrifice his blood
obulamu bwe
his life
okuba saddaaka yatukuza bamalayika
a sacrifice cleansing angels
kubanga tumanyi nga bamalayika baali bayingi
angels within them sin had entered them after the devil deceiving them and a third of them were fallen. Revelation 12. Praise Jesus. They don't give another sacrifice there for serving which is service which is wisdom as we are told today. Romans 12.
And
let's give a living sacrifice. It's the ministry of wisdom. After Christ giving a sacrifice there,
they
have nothing else to offer as a sacrifice. All this we shall start of it.
We
still have much to see in the midst of that city.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What do I have with you?
Ekibuzo kyange kiri mu kubikulirwa nnya.
My question is in the throne of Revelations 4.
Tulabanga ku ntebe y'obwakabaka.
We see on the throne of the king.
Walabikirawo ebikondo by'ettaala omusanvu.
Appeared seven lamps. Seven lamps.
Naye ate ndaba n'entebe z'abakadde 24. Ne mbuuza entebe z'abakadde 24 tuziraba mu ggulu ery'okusatu.
We see the throne of the king.
Ate ebikondo bino eby'ettaala omusanvu, ebyettabaza omusanvu biri mu ggulu erisooka.
And the ones of the lamp in the first heaven.
Kale ndaga kunyonyola mukkaawe engeri gye kirimu kubanga
si kitegeke. How did it appear that they showed both as if they were in the same place?
N'ekibuzo kyange eky'okubiri.
Another question.
Kiri ku bigundi gine mitwe ene giri wansi wa bakerubi magali gawe.
Heads under the wheels of the cherubim.
Lwaki waliwo mutwe gwa bakerubi? Mukipo ne bajja wate mutwe gwa kayana.
Why is there a head of a cherubim and they remove the one of a calf?
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Answer eriwana ekibuzo kye kisose.
If answer the first question is here.
Mukubikuriba soka 19.
Revelations 1:19.
Kama jitusomere.
Let's read it.
Kubikuresuli soka n'olunyiri olw'ekumi n'omwenda.
Revelations 1:19.
Kale wandiika by'olabye n'ebiriwo n'ebigenda okubaawo oluvannyuma lw'ebyo.
Nti Bayibuli omusajja Yokana.
This man John.
Baba mulaga ebintu.
When was shown things.
Ebintu mba mulaga ebyali ibaddewo.
Some things he was shown what was.
Ebyali mu kaseera.
What was in that moment. And what was going to come.
Kati oyinza okubosoma Bayibuli.
Now you may read the Bible.
Ne bakulaga ebintu nga babifa wakiriri.
And they show things from up to down.
Oyinza okuwulira mu kubikulira.
You may hear revelations.
N'ogamba nindaba omwana gwendiga.
And he saw the Lamb of God. Ayimi
de wakati mbiramu.
And he stood in the
midst of the
gabakadde. In the midst of the
gabakadde.
Midst of the throne.
Okibulira ekigambo
ekyo. Hear that word.
Eba video nga bagikwata dakati bagiyisawo mangu mangu.
Video captured now they are passing it through fast.
Okitegedde.
You have understood it.
Soma kubikula tantu
labi. Let's read Revelations 5 and see.
Bino byonna tuli bakubituukako.
All this we are to reach on it.
Kubikula tantu mukaga.
Revelations 5:6.
Kubikula esula y'okutaano n'olunyiri lwa mukaaga. Naye ndaba wakati w'entebe n'ebiramu ebina ne wakati w'abakadde.
Owulira bulungi.
You hear?
Nenda wakati wendevi.
I said the midst of the throne.
Nebira mwebina.
And the following creatures.
Ne wakati wabakati.
And in the midst of the elders. Which was the right first to see.
Ekitabo ky'okubikwa kino kinene.
The book of Revelation is big.
Kati yewe yali akiraba.
When he was seeing it.
Ebisinga yabirabiranga ku ntambi zino
za Yerusalemu. Most of them saw them on the screens of Jerusalem.
Kati oyinza obyanga byambuka.
You may see them moving up.
Bimba waguru.
They are getting from up to down.
Nebikira nebikira
kati
laba wobuka wekimu wakati
awo no jump one
mukuandika kuno chigatta wanse
in the right you join it down
kubebe ndi alala bebi ali bibadde
wo so things
we
are
on ebigendo
which are and what was going
kati ali bibadde goruza ali abiraba
akasera beka mwa how did he sit in the same time
obo bibira ku screens
you see them on those screens
Yerusalemu wakati
Jerusalem in the middle of it
aduno kubanga oli otunula nnyo
must be keenly watching
nenda wakati gebira
mu the midst of the fallen creatures
kati oraba ndi wanorinzo butayawula biramu binana bakadde abiri
mwa this you may not separate the fallen creatures and the elders you may think that in the same place
wanotewali order
there is no order here
wabula order elimu mubara kiragiro
kukira order is in the rhythm command by command
bina bikunganya bukunganya no manya buli kimwe kyali
to gather them and see each where
it was order no roza nyangu ya kutegeka
don't see that order and you think it's easy to put in order
bila mune bibera mfo kyali
and the fallen creatures are in their position in the second heaven
ataba kadabi mwana ne babera mukuru leo kusari ku ntebe ya katonda
elders on the third heaven the throne of God
oyinzo obutabya
uja you may never separate them
damoro nyiri oro bawulira
bwo repeat that verse
kubikulisila ya kutano ulinyiru wa mukaka.
Revelations 5 verse 6.
Neenda pa wakati wentebe, nebidamu ebina.
Neenda pa wakati wentebe,
in the midst of the throne, four living creatures.
Tuvude watu genda wa.
Where are we coming from? Where are we going?
Tuva wano.
We are from down.
Otege de buronji.
You have understood proper.
Tuva kundebe ye chisa.
We are from the master seat.
Ebidamu ebina.
The four living creatures.
Ulinyiru wa mukaka.
Verse 6.
Nenda wakati wentebe nebiramu ebina ne wakati wabakadde.
Olunatu ka wakati wabakadde yabusoka
abe nyambuka. The midst of the fallen elders.
Omwana gwendiga ngayimiridde ngafanana nge yatibwa.
Olide.
You've heard.
Yali jukira Yesu yali atuseyo
Jesus had really reached there.
Kati Yesu yali atwalayo da sadaka.
Jesus had taken the sacrifice already there.
Unoyokana kubikwa kula bali ne miaka
mkaga. John sees Revelation when he's 60 years.
Atenga yomu kubayigirizwa bali abato bali yali wa miaka 19 Yesu yali wanokuwa.
The younger disciples when Jesus was on earth.
kati agenda tuuka nga bamuwa kitu ekyali kibaddewo akirabira ku
screen
naraba omwana gwendiga
and he saw the love of God
ava ku ntebe
y'ekisa he's coming from the mouth seat.
Jukira ku ntebe y'ekisa.
Remember the mercy seat.
We take a sadaka wansi ku kyoto.
Put the sacrifice under the altar.
Olwamala n'ayambuka.
After he ascended up.
N'ayambuka mbira mu ebira.
He moved in the four living creatures.
N'ayambuka wali mu masakati g'abakadde abiri mu abana.
In the midst of the 24 elders.
Bwekite kitabu bwekifaanana.
That's how the book is.
Kati abakisoma nga bwe kiri
wano. The weight is here.
Kodi ekubikkulira ekitabo kino eri mu kulukululo emu 19.
Revealing this book is in Revelations 1:19.
It's
the code revealing the book of Revelations.
When
you read the precepts, you will not understand it. What you read, you will never understand it. He saw what was.
Yalaba ebyaliwo.
He saw what was.
Ebyaliwo mu kaseera.
What is.
Ebyali bigenda
okujja. And what was going to come.
Yengeri giyabirabamu.
That is how we saw them.
Kati gwe bw'osoma
n'obiga
ogira bugezi kwakwakwakwa
pages
mulimu ebyali olwedde nga bimaze
n'okubaawo
mwalimu ebyali bibeerawa biriwaawo saawa eyo nga
bituukirira
ne wabaawo ebyali bigenda
okujja
nga bwe tuwulira nti nendaba eggulu ejja
n'ensembya kubanga
eggulu eyasooka lyali
livuddewo naye
n'olwaliwo likyaliwo kitegeeza bino ate tubirindako Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ekibuuzo ky'obuuzizza.
The other question you have asked.
Lwaki mu magaali ga bakerubi?
Why in the wheels of the cherubim?
Wajibwawo omutwe gwa kaana ne wateekebwawo omutwe gwa kerubi.
The head of a lamb was removed. The head of a calf was removed.
Tewandisobodde funa njawulo wakati w'ebiramu ebina.
You wouldn't have gotten the difference between the four living creatures.
Ne bakerubi. N'amagaali ga bakerubi.
And the wheels of the cherubim.
Wandirowoozezza nti oba by'ebiramu ebina.
You would have thought they were the four living creatures.
Naye ekyo kye kyateesaawo enjawulo.
That's why the difference was put with that.
Bwe tunaatuuka mu ggulu ery'okubiri.
When we reach the second heaven.
Nga tulaba ebiramu ebina.
As we see four living creatures.
Emyoyo gyonna tuggyibwawo.
All the spirits are gotten from there.
Mu biramu ebina.
From the four living creatures.
Era okusinziira ku buli mutwe.
And according to each head.
Obutonde bwe butonde
buva
mu mwoyo oguva mu mutwe ogumu.
Spirits which come from that specific head.
Buli mutwe gw'omuntu gw'olaba.
Every human head.
Buvamu emyoyo egyambala omubiri gw'abantu.
Out of it comes spirits which clothe the human body.
Era mwavaamu ne bamalayika.
Even angels came from there.
Tumulaba tufaanagana
wano. That's why we look alike in the face.
Then omutwe guno ogw'empologoma.
And the head of a lion.
Mwe muvaamu ensolo zonna.
All animals come from there.
Kyava abeera kabaka wa jungle.
That's why he's the king of the jungle.
Order eva mu ggulu si wano
order comes from heaven not on earth.
Empungu gy'olaba
the eagle you see
mutwe oguvaamu ebibuuka byonna
it comes all creatures which fly
oba biwuka
ebinyonyi insects or birds
empungu ne bagiyita
and the eagle is called
kabaka w'obwengula
the king of the space.
Then omutwe guno ogwakayana
the head of a calf
vaamu enva
out of it comes food stew sauce
ebyennyanja byonna
fish
n'ebimera
and plants
obulamu bw'ebimera byonna
the life of all the plants
bwabula bwe bivaayo eyo
but when they get from there
babireeta mu magaali wano
ebyoyo bagireeta wano spirits are brought down in the wheels
mu magaali gano
in the wheels of the cherubim
egyo ebinyonyi ne basooka bagisettlingisaako
wano the ones of the bird they first set them down there
mu bakerubi mu magaali
and the cherubims in the wings
ku lampstand wano
on the lampstand
ne ba demonstrating emibiri gyabyo
they demonstrate their bodies
kyovula bagamba nti eribiwandiikiddwa ebitundu byo ne mu kitabo kya
mukama
basooka ne bademonstrate nga ogenda kuba wa bbululu nsi ki gye tuba
tumutwalamu
byonna bikolebwa mu kikondo
ky'ettaala ne
bakuwa malayika wa
kansul
abatambulira ku ndogo
y'enzirugavu
balina obusero mwe baleetera emyoyo
bucket through which they bring spirits on earth
ne balyoka bagireeta mu tulwa
maamawo and they bring them in your mother's womb
ne bakubikako omubiri okusinziira ku demonstration gye baafunye wali
cover you a body according to demonstration they got in the Jerusalem city
ate gy'ontutte kati munnange okunnyonnyola ku
stem
tulina binnyonnyola nga tuli mu ggulu lyakubiri
eyo explain the second heaven that one
tulina okumanya buli kikwatagana ku bwakabaka bwaffe
whatever concerns our kingdom
tetugenda kusinza kyetutategeera
we are not going to worship what you don't understand
kubanga musango nnyo n'okusinza
kyetutategeera it's a serious case to worship what you don't understand
mujjukire bikola abantu 10 na
15 remember in Acts 17
okuva
From 16 and 17 down.
Nti kye musinzanga
temukitegeerekyenzizaokubategeera is what I've come to make you know.
Tujja kuba tusinza Katonda nga tumanyi bw'atonda n'obukulu bwe bwonna.
How he creates every creations of his.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Enjawulo wakati wa bakerubi.
The difference between the cherubim
n'ebiramu ebina bwetu
bwe. The fallen creatures is like that.
Nti omwoyo bwe gujjibwa mu biramu ebina.
When the spirit is coming from the fallen creatures.
Mu mitwe giri egy'ebiramu ebina.
In the heads of the fallen creatures.
Guleetebwa mu mitwe egy'abakerubi
magali. Brought in the heads of the cherubim and the wheels.
Ne ba demonstrating omubiri gwo
size yo. Demonstrate your body, your size.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus. How your color is going to appear.
Ebyo byonna ebinyonyi bye mulaba. Kala zonna zibinalabikira bazitegeerera wali mu
Yerusalemu. All colors are known from Jerusalem city.
Bwekito bwe kibeera.
That is how it happens.
Wali wali nekibuzo
kye. Anyone with another question?
Waje.
Kama yebazi baboluganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren. My question is on the cherubim. For we find that in the center of Jerusalem city.
Why ask
are they no more moving around the city? They are positioned in one place. They can raise up. And as if they are flying.
So,
when they are flying, they have removed their wings and they are within them. When they leave them up, they can point on the heaven. That's where they put them. When they are flying, you feel a stream blowing. And
but
they don't move off position. They rotate around that circle. And you see the clouds of every color. And they feel the entire central.
Wafufumuka ebira awo magali
out of the clouds and they're very concentrated of every color.
Buli kimuntu jakiraba
let's go slow.
Tuli mu nyanjula ya Yerusalemu
tunalaba nnyo. We are introducing Jerusalem. You don't see the details of it.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Na yenga basobola okusitukane babuka mwao katono.
I'm fly a little.
Keba ina nnyo jibagenda. Wabula.
No way to go.
Baba akurabika.
But if they are to appear.
Omoyo gwa sobolo ku divide nga muna arabika.
They can divide a spirit and they appear.
Chimanyo bo chitegete. Nga gwe bora bikire eri mu kirozo.
Like you appear within a dream yourself.
Nga ati wano woli
wewe. Yes, you are around sleeping.
Kati ne satani.
Even the devil.
Yali achali kerubim.
When was the cherubim?
Yali agenda limba omuntu.
When he was going to deceive man.
Yali divide nga muna agenda ina limba nga ne wali mu kerubim wali.
He went to deceive when even the cherubim is right there.
Naye chenti se chamu
baba. What's spreading? What happened on him?
Titwa uli yakubi bwana asfafa gani
zwa. And destroyed. And he was disfigured to something funny. And all his glory was taken
off
him by the curse which sucked every glory out of him. God bless you.